It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan.
Manners, I respect. 6:30 p.m. Saturday evening, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme on the nation's number one station, VOB 92.9 FM. It got Lou the Bajan on the inside. Sound your voice, Lou. Sound your voice.
You doing this evening? It's your boy Lou the Bajan in with Sluggy Dan. This is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, and we are ready.
That we're talking about, man. Of course, you know, we got some Christmas music ready to let go. Got Lashana. Lashana is here. She can be on for mic in a couple minutes. So salute to the Lashana, the entire Poetry Barbados team. You know, we have a special Christmas song to launch today by the one and only Kaimani Devinish, better known as Mr. Showman. Of course, we got Poetry Barbados will be stopping by to announce the finalists for their upcoming open mic competition. Poetry Barbados salutes to all. The last open mic we went to right there, is it wording?
Yeah, it was D-Bar.
Yeah, it was pot, you know what I mean? It was pot, inside full, outside full, everybody having a good time, all kind of people passing through. So yeah, expect this open mic finals to be big for sure. And also, you know, we'll be sharing Bajan's favorite Christmas memories, so make sure when I stick around. We got Christmas. I was studying this year, Christmas memories. I ain't sure how much Christmas memories I really got. Like, say, well, this happened at Christmas, you know. I mean, Christmas is going pretty normal, except for not food and drinks. That's obvious.
You different from a lot of people, because some of their favorite memories is Christmas memories, and they could tell you from the beginning of the day what they eat to the end. Some people,
no, I could do that. I could tell you what you eat. So if it's food, but I didn't interpret Christmas memories to mean food, to be honest. If it's in terms of food, it got memories, it got 30 years.
A memory could be about anything.
Right, but if it's food, yeah, but it's got enough food all the time. You know what I mean? But on Christmas Day, nah, it never really happened that. Yeah, studying Luli. For me, Christmas Day, when it was an adult, working a proper job, and get to go away for Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah, because it started out, let me say, 20 years ago. Mm. Yeah, probably 20 years ago. So every Christmas, go here. I guess sometimes when you get to do things, all you think is take it for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Take it for granted. So for me, it may not feel it special, but I think back to the first time that I could really afford to go here around Christmas time, you know, and spend a good time, experience that with Christmas.
I experienced that with Christmas of myself already. And
hello, Heather.
Listen, so here's what I tell anybody that never experienced like snow and stuff like that. Listen.
And you do Canada?
Canada. I do Canada.
Yeah, I do Canada a lot.
I do both Saskatchewan and then BC. So I see winter.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah,
if you never see snow, listen, the first thing you see, it is the prettiest thing in the world. Like, you just get like a chill, you want to go and play about in there and stuff like that. But Sluggy, you see the second the novelty wear off, it's just annoying. It just makes everything more difficult. And it's not nice and pretty when it first fall in, but a day or two and it get mixed. So in the mud,
Nanny can't beat home.
Yeah, boy.
Nanny can't beat you getting Christmas and summer the same thing. I mean, Nanny can't beat that. I would do it because, you know, all year it's work hard and then, you know, it's take on so much things. So then any year, you know, when everybody celebrating and trying to go slow, is use the opportunity to duck out for 2 or 3 weeks. And then come back, because once I home, in a rest. Even if I decide to take 2 weeks home rest, I ain't gonna rest. Somebody call me every day, want something to do. So that's the reason with Duckway any year. But we know, say it's true, seeing the snow, the first reaction would be, geez, I am privileged to see this. You know what I mean? I'm lucky enough. God bless me to see this. And the second that go, you realize me, it can be like this for 20. If I here for 2 weeks, it can be like this for 24 hours a day. All day for 2 weeks.
Go upon 2 and 3 layers of clothes to leave home.
And I always appreciate anybody overseas that working, that your family that bring back same fear or same and they appreciate them more, because when you overseas and it's cold, you don't get like a good 3 or 4 hours without it. If it's the winter time, it can be so every day, all day. If it's 3 months, it can be cold all 3 months every day.
You know what's my favorite thing about when I went away to the winter country and stuff like that? Coming back home to Barbados and stepping out to that plane for the first time and feeling that heat. Listen, that heat does feel so good. Because when you up in Canada, you got like the warmers and stuff like that, where you're gonna take like a bath and stuff.
Wait, artificial.
Artificial. But you see, when you step into that natural Barbados heat,
Like me, I live like right now, like, it come from Jackson and Black Rock. Mm. Either way, it's right close to the beach. If ain't Jackson, come over University Hill, the beach right there. If ain't Black Rock, 3 minutes away from the beach. Not but 3 minutes in my backyard. Mm. Right. So, but then being overseas, right? Being overseas made me crave the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never crave the beach so much. I want to know if anybody got any Christmas stories. 434-1790. 434-1790. I want to know if you have any Christmas stories, any good Christmas stories. Salutes to you. Christmas is my favorite time of the year for the camaraderie and the food and the love and the vibe everybody share. So that was my favorite time. 434-1790. Any favorite Christmas memories? Let me know. And also, guys, so anybody there that got employment, anybody there that got vacancies for young people, anybody there that got anything, any opportunities for the youth, feel free to message or call in and tell me and let me know. Feel free. And I got to salute KM2. KM2 got a job fair this Friday. So you just want to encourage all young people to go out there. You know what I mean? Anytime you hear a loot, anytime you hear about employment or vacancies, don't care who it's from. Once it's a company, let you know that reputable, they can tell the young people. So you want everybody to go and check out this job fair. That's for who want employment. You know things real hard now. So who want employment, salute to KM2 Solutions, always locked on and kickstarting 2025 with a new career. You know, attend the job fair, I think, is another thing I know is this Friday. This Friday, December 20th at Gordon Square Freedom Park between 9 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the evening. If you want employment, go there, Gordon Square Freedom Park between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. this Friday, KM2 Job Fair. Make sure when you go and tap in. Any boss I got in vacancies for the young people, you can message Lou or message me or call in and tell me. You know what I mean? Yeah. We can share it once it's somewhere reputable. No.
Christmas. It is Christmas time.
Now it is. He is saying I could check on the tree there. Yeah, one of that or that's an envelope for me. The Christmas tree looking good already.
Yeah.
Looking good already. Salutes to everybody outside. Love for Christmas. You can be with family or you can be alone?
Well, my family actually out of the island for Christmas. So
in Canada too?
Yeah. My brother, shout out to my brother and his wife first anniversary. Mm-hmm. They get married December 2nd last year.
Well, so nice boy. Salutes to them. That's what you're talking about.
Yes. So they're enjoying. They went, when they get married, they went Canada for the honeymoon. Now for the anniversary, they back up Canada. So
you alone?
Yeah.
So you cooking anything?
Yeah. Well, when they have to.
I mean, for Christmas, big man?
Oh, no. I can probably find myself at somebody's house to get something to eat.
Yeah, that ain't move. You know that ain't move. That ain't move. Christmas is houses galore. You don't know where you live, so you know you're good for sure.
Yes.
Now it's Christmas time. Let you see it. Getting the Christmas groove. We got Christmas music to let go. We got Showman coming in, playing Evening and Sliding In. Good point live. You on live already? Mm-mm. You on live yet? No. Make sure you get on live. No, young people gotta be on live. Make sure you get on live. Big up mommy in the background.
Song your voice so Barbies can hear you.
Got screw face. I'm here. Big up mommy and she eyelashes. Beijing, rhythm and rain, but Lou, we got a tune to let go. We ain't dropping it yet, but we got Mrs. Showman on the inside, the reigning junior soca monarch. Good evening, how things?
Good evening, I good.
Yeah, see, your language, time for Christmas. What you decide to drop at this time, Christmas is your time, and what you choose this genre?
Well, everybody telling me they want to hear me sing a Christmas song.
Yeah, for sure.
So I say, well, I can please the people and drop a Christmas song. So I chose Mary Did You Know.
That's a big song, you know.
But reggae version.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's different. You can't do a holiday, you can't let go yet. We ain't letting that
go yet.
No, not yet, but. But I heard you saying reggae before, you know. I think it's good that you could be, for me, Lou, I think it's good that he could be the junior soul commander.
Yeah.
And like where I get you.
Versatility.
You know what I mean? Like, and be so young, you know what I mean? Like real talk. I think that's a good thing. And you know, we were talking earlier about taking things for granted. So you know, you got youngsters that so talented, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so focused. We often take them for granted. Especially at home in home in BIM. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can find much places where you got the junior soccer king. You know what I mean? Doing reggae. When you hear it, you know what I mean? Like pure magic.
But one thing, with every artist as a child and coming up, one thing you got to remember is the parent, because you got to have an environment to even allow a child to feel comfortable to do that, and a supportive parent that's together. Because, like, this thing not easy for adults. So imagine, imagine a child that still got school. Most of the burden is on the parents, so you got to big up the parents, because without them, you won't have these artists being able to showcase the talents.
Yeah, it's a journey for sure that a parent that's supporting you is really be helpful. Why you choose this particular song, Kaimani, Mary, did you know?
I just get a connection from Mary, did you know? Mm-hmm. So that's why I choose it.
Mm. I love that. Now, before we go to this tune, you know, we'll let you go yet. Junior Monarch is next year, is 2025 already. you defend your crown?
Can't spill the tea yet.
You can't tell the boy if you defend your crown, not yet?
I can't spill the tea yet.
You defend your crown. Barbados, he defending his crown. Well, all right, good. Good, that's a good answer. You know me, learning about, you know, in case anybody they're planning, they'll let them know how you're coming, because you got the privilege, because you don't got to go through the same funds and all that. So you take the privilege, King. Right. You declare, everybody's do it. Or you web, all the kings is do it. Everybody's do it. So that's good thinking. No, one, scrap that. Two, you plan to release more soca next year?
Of course. Tunes after tunes.
Nice. So, more than one. You're just coming with no one song. You're just focused. Well, that's what we're talking about. Music coming,
yeah,
for 10 the year start, you know what I mean, we can be working, recording. You already know the concepts you want to sing about. You already start thinking about next year already.
I already started. I actually have a song, but it's not released yet.
That ready?
Yeah,
he got it down the barrel ready to drop whenever it's time, boy.
VOB 92.9 FM, Beijing Radio and Rain. This is my come ready. Massey already got something done. Record Quantum Productions. Manners, good evening.
Oh, yes, good night, Sluggy. Good night, Barbados.
Yeah, wake up, man. You drop out of sleep?
Yeah, man. I got it on. Nah. We on the job, as usual.
Well, big
working.
Well, salutes to you. No, Mary, did you know reggae? You were on the music for Kaimani. Why did you decide to get to collaborate with this project? Because you know, you obviously Barbados know you, so salute to my management. It's gotta give props all your time. And I know you don't take everything, and everyone that you will stamp your name behind. So why did you decide to work with Kaimani to bring up a project?
Well, first of all, I started working with Kaimani from Junior Monarch. Mm-hmm. He was in a little pickle where his arrangement was not completed for the Junior Monarch preliminaries. And his mother said, Randy had a little trouble here. The ACF rep asked me if I would be willing to arrange for him. I had done two arrangements and I went to the rehearsal. He was actually supposed to be doing the rehearsal, but his arrangement wasn't ready. So I said, well, yeah, I would help him out. And that turned into me actually bringing him onto the Quantum label. And as you said earlier, he won the Junior Monarch competition with that arrangement. So kudos to him for that effort. Around October or so, he said to me he would like to do a Christmas song. And I said, okay, well, pick one and let's see. So when he chose Mary, did you know? And I thought about it for a little bit. And it's like, you know me, I always try to come and do a little something different. I don't want to do it the standard way. And I asked him how he felt about doing it in reggae, because I didn't want him to do soca. I didn't want him to do a ballad, because he's already known for those. And I said, let's put it in reggae so people can hear a different style of Kaimani. Right? And he said, all right, let me hear. So then I did send him the skeleton rhythm. He was like, oh, yeah, this song really good. And then when he finally heard the backups and the completed demo, he was through the roof. He was elated about it. And that's basically how this collaboration came to be. He wanted to do a Christmas song, and I thought it necessary that I should showcase his talent outside of Cropover and outside of his balladeer singing, to show that this young man can record and do any genre.
Thanks for that. Thanks for your time. I know you're working hard. But before you go, I want you to tell us and tell Barbados why it's important to have young creatives explore opportunities like this, whether it's to record, whether it's to work with an expert, you know, whether it's to work with someone as a master at their craft. Why is it important for young creatives to have these relationships and work with persons like yourself?
Well, it's very important because it helps to shape and mold them. I remember myself as being a young creative thinking that you know so much, but I was fortunate to be around all the creatives, John Roy, Chris Allman, Pernell Farley, Anthony Lohar, just to name a few, you know, who would have given a lot of input into the development of my career. And they shaped a lot of things that, you know, I thought I knew. So after I became a teacher, you know, I made it my ethos and my mandate to work with young people to give them new perspective, give them new opportunities, new ideas to add to what they already know, because the young people are the future and they're always gonna shape and shift paradigms. But some level of guidance and moral or, you know, creative persuasion may be needed to help them to open their minds a little bit. So I think it's very important that they have some level of mentorship, they have some level of guidance, they have some level of expert input into what they want to do as creatives. And the reason they need to record is because they're pretty much adding to the landscape. And whatever discipline it is, whether it's music, whether it's art, they're adding to the landscape, the creative landscape for their particular discipline. And they're basically creating a catalog and a legacy for themselves. So I always encourage young people to record what they're doing. And I'm not, when I say record, I don't only mean music recordings. I refer to, as I said earlier, creative recordings. There is a painting on the canvas. If you have poetry, you should record that and have your discography there to stamp your legacy on the Barbados or the Barbadian cultural landscape.
Yeah, it's real. I think it's good that the creatives, as young as possible, get recordings and start recording, especially to hear the process and the progress. It's good to hear yourself when you're young, and then it's good to hear yourself 10 years from now. You know what I mean? It really shaped the way you see things. You know, you call me your first start, you really feel it, especially if you sound so good, you really feel it. And then 10 years in, you realize, well, it wasn't nowhere yet. You know what I mean? I want to ask Kaimani, ladies and gentlemen, we got Randy Eastman on the line, and we got Mr. Showman, Rainian Jr., Soca Monarch on the inside. I want to ask you, Kaimani, though, for you, why is it important to not just perform or sing, but to make sure you have your work and your voice and your music recorded?
It's good to make sure you have your voice and your music recorded, because when you go and perform somewhere, you never know who's in the crowd, because somebody might be looking for talent and you could be the chosen one.
It's real. And that's a good point, because man, if the people call you, you know you got your own things down on rocks. So that's a really, really great point. Showman, Mary, did you know in reggae? Lou.
Yo.
For Christmas, I want to hear. We began some Christmas poems. We began some Christmas poetry. You know, you see, man is coming. Burnt Christmas songs, all genres. You got Eric Lewis that got Christmas songs in soca. You know, you got Kaimani that got Christmas songs in reggae. You know, and then we got Christmas songs in jazz. Poetry is poetry. Is Christmas a big thing in the poetry world?
Well,
I can't remember hearing enough poetry, Christmas poems.
In terms of the poetry world, I am still too new to the poetry world to be able to speak for it.
So you're too new to write one too?
No, not to write one. The question of if it big, I don't know. But now that you say so, I will write something for Christmas, man.
Write about Hamanty?
I don't know. The person to answer that question is the person I'm writing, and it's got to be in a certain frame of mind to write. It got to be, you know, by myself, no distractions, and just getting the flow. So
to write?
Yeah.
Writing?
Yeah.
If it's too crazy, you can't write.
Well, me as a person, easily distractible, so thinking and noise other persons, like, I would tune into that and not be able to just focus and flow.
Quiet is bothering me, boy. When they create him, I'd be always home alone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I often by myself. But then when it's time to create, I want craziness. It's got to go on the TV load. You know what I mean? It's got to make sure the fan on. It's got to make sure the AC on. It's got to make sure you got sand in my hand. So that's how it does be. I love the craziness. VOB 92.9, BHN, Rhythm, and Rhyme. Mary, did you know the showman? No, Mr. Eastman, before we drop this tune, because you can let Kaimani premiere it. Right. But before we drop this tune, how long this one took you to create? You play everything? Do you use other musicians? Or you play all the instruments?
Right, about 2 days to build the initial skeleton and rearrange it, because obviously I had to put a new twist to it. And then from there, I did play all the initial instruments on the skeleton. And from there, I decided to add some musicians, because it's always good on the recording to have the input and the inflections of expert musicians as well. So on keys, I brought in the services of Ricardo, Bam Bam here, Brian.
Big up my Brian, Bam Bam, man.
On bass, we have the magical Steve Ward. On drums, we had the Japanese drummer, as they call him, Kimari Yearwood. On backing vocals, my lovely wife, Lisa Eastman. And on guitar, we have a young St. Leonard's graduate in Justin Cox.
Oh, salute.
And
salute.
They all came to the vocal production. I had Israel Allen guiding Kimani in the studio to, you know, work on his inflections and his approaches.
Yeah, Israel is a hidden treasure. Israel is a big salute to everybody. Now you call it big up Mylon to hear Mylon Pundi song. You know what I mean? So big up Mylon Clark Pundi track. Salute for that. Yeah, Mylon is pure magic.
You also had Ryan Blackman and myself on brass.
Yeah, big up Blackie. You know, big up Blackie too. Mylon is magic. Not singing anybody out, but Mylon is pure magic. And bro, Israel is a hidden treasure that we got in Barbados that I think we should really use much more on a bigger scale. This man, this man is pure magic.
For sure.
How was it working with
to have somebody who was on this one? It's fantastic, you know.
Say it again.
But I said to have somebody who was featured on Voice UK and given rave reviews by Jennifer Hudson and other international stars, working with us here in Barbados is phenomenal.
Yeah, Israel Allen is pure magic. Okay, man, you know, before we let go this song, the first time you heard the song in the studio, what is being done, and then the first time you hear the finished product, I want both thoughts and reactions.
When I first heard it, I was excited. I tell myself it sounds good.
That before it done.
Yeah. When it done, I hear it at 2:00 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And Randy was like, "What are you doing up?" Well, like, I was waiting for it. So I was listening. And from the time I heard the background vocals, I was like, yeah, that's it.
Gone.
That is it.
Listen, though, on a real dog, like, the background vocals is the first thing that hit me. You know what I mean? Salutes to Mishka. But you see, that's a vocalist ear. You see, yeah. The first thing I heard that catch me to be, then, woo, boy, then backups, boy. Listen, that's like the icing on the cake. Salutes to Mishka. Randy, how privileged do you feel? Having so many people on your team that's so good and so focused, because that's one thing I always salute you for. Like, whoever come in the studio, or do you purposely create that environment?
That's a very good question. I honestly feel privileged. I don't know if I purposely create it, but thank you for acknowledging that. I don't know if it is the default teacher setting where people know that, you know, it's business comes to a certain thing. I don't know if it's that or the default seriousness that I carry because of my military background. I really don't know what it is, but I find that people usually assert themselves once they know, you know, they're coming to work on a project or do anything with me. I think that's the reputation has been synonymous with myself and you. People know it's, you know, it's business straight up. We have our fun. People have seen that fun side of us, of both you and I, but we also have that very serious and straight up business approach, and I'm really blessed to know that the team is always willing to put in 110% to make any project happen.
One thing you teach me before we level this tune, Ollie, one thing you show me though is that, and it's God's Louis for this, bigger Lashana on it. Lashana's on your voice creator, because you got
good night, can talk good night.
You know, you talk bigger every week, but they mean to do it till you're gone. One thing I learned from working with people that are extremely different than me, called Lashana is the complete opposite of myself and you. But one thing is teaching what you're doing now. Right. Mm-hmm. And what I've gotten good at, I big up myself for, is that I just know what I ain't good at and accept it and let it go. And that way is always working. You know what I mean? So many relationships, Lashana and Randy, where you're doing work because people is doing all that. You see me and Lashana working together, and Lashana doing she part, I don't ever say no or get involved. You can actually see Randy the same thing. Randy holler, Sluggy, do this here, want this here, do, or write this, or come on, put down this. nothing else, you don't fear nothing else. So knowing where you're good at, and it feels your default teacher setting, Randy, but I must say it's an absolute blessing to have, because everything is magical. And when we look back years to come, it'd be good if you got a good product, you know what I mean, to share where you look back 20 years from now, 30 years from now, when we retire and hand over around. We could look back and say, well, even if this one ain't hit or that one ain't hit, you could look back and say you got a 30 years of consistency and a certain product. When you started, was that the goal to have to look back and have a product or a catalog that I could feel good about, or that has happened by default? And how can other youngsters achieve that without falling to the height?
That was the intention from the naming of the studio. Mm-hmm. The name Quantum is synonymous with a quantum leap and something out of the world, right? Yeah. Or something unusual. And I always wanted quality to be the fundamental and the underpinning philosophy.
Yeah.
And over the years, it's been a struggle. Like you said, no matter the quality you put in, sometimes you may not get hits. I can't boast and say I have tremendous hits. And with a catalog of 500 songs, I know I produce quality over the years. As fortunate as some of the persons who can boast have, you know, tremendous hits out there. So I think quality has always been the standard and what we hope to achieve and always hope to put out there. And I'm grateful for what I've been able to achieve. Next year, I celebrate 20 years of music production on the Quantum Productions label. And it's been a great journey. I'm looking forward to doing even greater. Yeah, definitely for sure. Double album, because there's a lot of music there.
Yeah.
A lot of unreleased music, a lot of music.
Yeah, next year's the album. No. Next year's the album for sure. I didn't really want to let go Nine Point Radio yet. You know what I mean? Too quick. But next year, the album got to come for sure. It's 20 years. And they got some songs that we work upon or do that people never believe that Quantum is to do it. You know what I mean? Some big ones too. You know what I mean? It could be Ram. It could be Edwin. It could be Biggie. Yeah, and they got so much jingles that you hear so many times playing. Never tell people that is me. Other day, you hear a jingle that I do that. I forget. That's another conversation that I gotta get LaShawna to create a show about. You know what I mean? Cause it's feel good something, but then it's bothering me. You know what I mean? To know you do a jingle 15 years ago, and people still playing it. You know what I mean? And don't see no more money from it now. No, it being real serious. That make me feel a way. Like I hear a jingle today that me ran do 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people should be able to use them, but after some years. And I'm more sure we got Danny Claus too.
So I'm saying,
yeah. But that's
saying, yeah, it's
LaShawna and Cupid. When we ain't busy, bro, that's saying we got to talk about, you know what I mean? Like the business of music from every aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Because time be like, I do this jingle 15 years ago, get $800. And the jingle playing for 15 years straight. That is so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, you take it off. Like, you know, yeah. This ain't song right, boy.
Make sure that Erica from Cause Cap will want to have a word with you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? She might not want to. She might want to have a word with them. Because I ain't got the control over it. You know, and they ain't play here. Obviously, they ain't play here. These things be skillfully done. You got to have a. Randy, we have to have a show on music business, especially for the young people. It got to be hosted by the young people, though. They don't want to be hosting. They want it to be LaShawna, Cupid, you know what I mean? And got other young people coming inside, and then person like yourself, myself, and then LaShawna and Cupid bringing other professionals and experts. And it's good that he's a qualified person, too. You know, he went and learned management and so on, so that artist management is... So that we could then turn around teach the kids these things. Because something just feel funny. Randy, how you got into the business of music though, bro? How you got savvy with that? I read this from Timmy Link up all them years ago. That's something that you had from young that none of we there had as yet. Me, Watson, Sean, you know, Jason, whoever was wrong you, none of we had it. Taylor, rest in peace. None of we had it, and you the always super pushing. Yeah. Pushing, you know, the businessman, and you got things in black and white. Where did it come from, Sio?
I think that came from my parents, my dad, and my mom. My dad was heavily involved in promotions. A lot of people don't know that.
You father's a businessman, too.
Lots of things.
My mom was
business. I think that was that was somehow in there. I don't know. But it's funny enough that you said that, because I was actually managing people for the time I was at school.
Yeah.
We had an a cappella group at school as well.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the default was that, you know, I handled the business, I would handle the contracts. I then started managing other school children who were performers and taking them all around the island to perform. At different schools, at hotels, you know, I managed a whole band when it was in perform. It was, you know, managing several artists from all over the school. So that was something that was innate in me from a very young age. And I got my hands on a document which contained a lot of information. It was called Music for Dummies, Music 101 for Dummies. And I read every single contract. So like, believe me, you and I first met, I think I would have sent it to you. I said, you want to get into this kind of thing, this is the first thing you got to do. And you would know that most of the new artists that I bring on, I would always send them documentation and say, look, this is what you have to read. I think Kimani could attest to that fact. We sent him stuff. I don't read it yet. But,
he must say, but
I don't know if he read it yet.
You see, he sent you stuff to read. Contract, I was saying. But when we're recording. Right. But that's something we can talk about. Is you just mentioned, maybe Randy, we can get the tune for Kimani. We can over time. But one thing that I never talked about yet, when you know, mentioned our a cappella group that you used to manage when you was in. Like, I can save that for the book, right? But how LaShawna, all these decades later, right? How me and Ronnie become brothers, best friends. I was called to sing in a group to replace Ronnie, to get Ronnie out of the business. Did you hear what I'm
saying?
But these, a bunch of people, not people, the more than 10 people. I never seen that. They say, I call me to replace Ronnie in the group. You know what I mean? And to be the body and push you out. Then when they meet Randy, Randy never had 10 minutes. When they meet Randy, he said, this can never be the same man. No way. And we become buddies all these decades later. And then Randy turned to you, changed my life too. Yeah. I mean, we got to talk about that later. Life, this entertainment business real cruel here. Entertainment real drag. Here we tell you, Lou, I get called to shut Randy out of entertainment forever. You want to hear what I'm telling on this? Real talk. And me and Randy ended up being my dog and saving my life. And we can put them in the book. Anyhow, LaShawna.
Yes.
We got a song to drop. Are you here? And they talk enough. Me and Randy talk enough.
So, ladies and gentlemen, brand new from Kimani Devidesh, a.k.a. Showman. Listen up.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you deliver will soon deliver you.
Quantum Production.
Save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? The dead
they rule the nation. Did you know? Sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Mary, did you know?
Did you know?
Oh, did you know?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy has water angels trod when you kiss your lips? Kiss the face of God, oh baby. Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know? Oh Mary, did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know? Mary, did you know?
The OB listener is by Mr. Showman, and that song was so good.
Yeah, that was like
so good.
How old you are?
16.
So Christmas is coming up. Christmas is coming up. If you want Mr. Showman to sing that for you live, let them know your Instagram. Let them know that you are available for all bookings.
Woo. My Instagram is MrShowman_246.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel to have this song out coming out from winning the Calypso competition in Junior Monarch?
It feels great because from the time it come out, everybody just start messaging me.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me I can't put my big speakers. No, it's the way I can do that too. So that's been great since it come out.
Yeah. And I've seen you for a while at Richard Stout Teen Talent to know, and the growth has been so phenomenal. Yeah, I wanted to say so publicly, but I know all the OB listeners know hear me. I am so proud of the growth that I see, and also supported Mummy.
Yeah, you know, big up my girl.
Yeah, because Mummy, from the time I met them, right? So I met them years ago at Richard Stout Teen Talent. Mummy was behind him. She was the chief cook and bottle washer, and she still is biggest supporter. And you know, you got that support, because I had that support too before, you know, I got old and my mother like, nah. Back in the day, my mom used to be up front and center at my shows with a little one, a little Kodak cameras. That's showing my age a little bit. And then she'll go and get them developed there in, it used to be Julianne.
Yeah.
You go in Julianne there in,
Packet Hall.
Yes, and go in there and get them developed. But no way, you know, I passed growing, so you know, but that is really, really, really great. So once again, let people know how they can follow you, how they can listen to the song. Where is it available?
The song is available on YouTube at Quantum Productions 246. And my Instagram is MrShowman_246.
All right.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. To be so young and got a product of that quality. That's a blessing. And like you said, everybody out there, make sure when they get them messages in. Make sure you get them DMs in Christmas. You still got time before Christmas.
Yep.
And they want to see this everywhere. They want to see this in the park. They got a park Christmas Day. They want to see this in the park. They got shows in town. They want to see this like shows in town. They want to see this song everywhere.
Yep.
It's a good vibe. And I think the genre really fit his voice too. You know what I mean? Thank song good.
Yes, please. So we want to thank Mr. Showman for joining us, but don't run off as yet. VOB listeners, if you enjoyed that song, be sure to give us a call, 434-1790, and let Mr. Showman know how encouraged and how happy you are to hear his music. Now, it is the season of giving, and we want you to give. So we're going to tell you a little story here about a young lady. Her name is Kashmara, affectionately known as Kay. In 2022, Kay was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. She underwent surgery that same year to fight the illness, but as we all know, the journey with cancer is not an easy one. Kay is a woman who has dedicated her life to helping others, volunteering in various outreach programs and touching lives across our island. Now she needs your help. Kay is raising funds to continue her treatment, and every single donation, no matter how small, can make a difference. Here's how you can donate. So you can donate if you have a Scotia Barbados account to the account number 0004596333. Once again, 0004596333. And it's a savings account. Or if you have CIBC First Caribbean International Bank, you can donate to the account number 1001 218 968, or you can first pay the number at 1-246-254-9230. So we're asking all Barbadians, let's stand in solidarity with Kay during this season of giving. Together we can help her on her journey. Yes. And those of you who know me personally will know that my dad died from cancer. Mm-hmm. So I really want it to touch your hearts and your souls and your pockets. And please give generously so that we can help Kay get back on her feet.
And we can give that information and again. We can get out again for sure, sure, sure. Prayers up. Prayers up. 434-1790.
Call her on the line to talk about the song from Showman.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yes, please. I would say it was so awesome hearing that song by that youngster. Aww. It was like I never heard that song before.
Yeah, it's true. It sounded like a completely different song.
Yeah, I very very exciting part of it was the great I am. Yeah. Oh gosh,
yeah.
Huh?
Like bridge, yeah.
And it is so nice to hear all of y'all say how your parents was there for you all, because I was now listening to a fella, this African fella that made it, that is an artist, a recorded artist. Mm-hmm. He was talking about how his brother put him out. Yeah. And he first started out by, he had to be sleeping on the floor of a music studio. Mm-hmm. But then he first started out his music career. Mm-hmm. So that was so sad listening to that. So here y'all say how your parents was there. Y'all need to cherish that.
He does cherish his mommy. He knows that ain't normal or usual. For youth to get that sort of support, not even from parents. He know that that's a special thing he have.
Mm-hmm. Well, my neighbor's called daughter sister, the young lady, her father, she said her dad died from cancer. Yes, well, it seems like you got over that, and you're being strong, but good memories of your dad when I was a little boy. Jesus, greetings and a blessing to you, so Sluggy.
Yes, please. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And please enjoy your Christmas as well. I love that.
You know, and one thing about Christmas that I always love is the memories. So I remember Christmas. This is a funny story, right? And if my mommy listening, she could verify this story. So one Christmas, right? Christmas Eve, my mom went home. And she had this big duffel bag, right? And we watched, she went in like 3 stores, me and my brother. And she come up with this big duffel bag, but she ain't come up with the gifts. So the night time, me and my brother decide at 11 o'clock in the night, we could search the whole house and look for the bag. Christmas morning, we see this gift under the tree, a big, big gift, you know, wrap up pretty, pretty, pretty. And it had, this is what you all really wanted for Christmas. It is the damn bag.
It was the bag?
The same bag, the duffel bag that we were looking for.
But the rare gift come after though.
Yeah. Then roll it up and had it under the tree. When we open it, so up, we thought it's saying, great. It bag you that they had roll up.
That break your heart?
It break my heart enough, baby.
when the crazy be that, yo, it can't tell that.
Because them they hear every night time how bad we were looking for that. They be searching whole house looking
that's
for them presents.
Mommy right though. Mommy right to do that to one of them. My wife do after one. What she do? She met one of you at your whole day. Don't let her know you rare gifts coming.
Yeah, boy. Right. That is so funny. That's one of the memories that I cherish, boy. Because they're saying, sometimes you just be looking for things, right? It's got that little inspiration from things. Sometimes you just be looking for things, anything that you're looking for right in front of you.
Yeah, I ain't good with getting gifts and all them things and surprises and all that. I can't tell you that. Some boy tell me to give me a Christmas gift and to tell me a week before Christmas. I don't want it.
What?
I can't handle it. The anxieties kill me. Like, darling, you know that whole people were calling, holler, oh, man, Louie got Santa, but I can't tell you no, boy. People run me, I can tell you later. None of my friends, the people don't do that with me. You can't tell me, Stuggy got Santa, but I can't tell you no. I don't ever want here. I don't ever want her. You can't tell me you got a gift for me for Christmas and tell me on the 14th of December. I don't want that. I want no. I might not live. I might not survive. You know, make I don't do good with surprises. I could do that. I could do that, but I can't alone. My anxiety is killing me. I just want to know what it is. My head just go well. So don't do that to me. My Christmas used to be so normal, right? Obviously, it'd be enough more food, but I can't think of much Christmas stories that I could tell on air. I got Christmas memories, but I can't tell them on air. We'd really wicked, and we used to use times like Christmas, you know, and vacation and Easter vacation to really get naughty.
Or the marl to put around the house and got the whole house foot white, and your foot scruffy. Never had Indians?
No, Lashana. What times you living in, though?
That was in my time.
Not, I went get marl. I never see that. I come up extremely poor. So I talk real poor.
But that's poor my taste.
You right, that was showing you, and I come up poor, and I never do that. The thing that you hear people talk about used to do, right? Like,
you never had them days?
Marl? I had a floor
in my house. I think it's snow and thing.
And put around the house?
Yeah, like snow.
Around my house was cement or garden. I don't even fire with
a pot. Listen, call her 434-1790.
No, I know about it.
I
know about it, but they say my grandfather used to tell me. I wouldn't expect that you, a young girl, to be doing that.
You know these things? The whole house way, and you get the hose, and you're washing the hose cordages, and you're power washing everything, and sometimes the water may get inside. In the excitement with the hose. Yeah, man.
Yes, please, ma'am, Mr. Quantum. Any final thought before you go?
Yeah, I wanted to say. Yeah, I want
to bracken up calling
something.
If you could hear me, Randy, if
based on what he called us said and Shauna about parents, you know, and we have a lot of young parents now, and you know, we have a huge crowd for the youth.
Type my telly,
and he also wanted to.
Randy, if you could hear me calling, you're bracken up bad. If you could hear me calling, 434-1790. If you can hear me, please call in. You're breaking up.
Recordings.
You're breaking up. Bob, Clay, what was your favorite Christmas memory?
Eating food.
getting food?
Eating the food.
Oh, you just like me. That's all the reason like Christmas is for the food.
But I want to move away from Christmas. I know Akeem Channel Press is here from Portree, Barbados. 12 artists have been selected to compete.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Yes, Randy, sorry about that.
Yeah, I was saying, I was making a plea to parents, based on what Lashana said, the caller said, what's like you saying, you know, we have a cry for the youth and what's going on with the youth now. And I want to say that parents are very influential in development of the child. So like, you asked me a question earlier, and well, off air, I reflected even more, and I remembered where a lot of it came from, too. My mom, my dad, and my grand. My grand used to make me write up a lot of documents for her that she used to do for her business, right? And that stuck with me for years because, as like you would tell you, I always talk about paperwork and documentation. I get that from my grand, I get it from my mom, I get it from my dad. So kudos to them for the foundation they've given. And to this day, as a grown man, if I have a project doing, I let them hear, you know, I box it off of them, let them see what's going on, you know, to get their opinions too. And that last thing, relationship, is fundamental to the growth and development of young people. So you want to encourage those young parents. As you're growing your young people, you have to be very involved in what they're doing. You have to be very influential. No matter how small that input is, it augurs well for the long run, for their development and growth as adults.
About the involvement of the parents and how important they are, especially when you want to be an artist, to have the support of your parents is so encouraging. But yeah, we want to go to Portree, Barbados. They're in studio and they're having their first open mic competition on December 19th, 2024. They have 12 artists who have signed up so far to compete in this competition at the moment. And this competition is seeming to be a very keenly contested competition where the winner will walk away with $150 Barbados dollars, right? So Akim Chana Prescott, co-founder of Poetry Barbados, is here. Can you tell us,
drum roll please,
who good these 12 night, artists are?
Barbados. Good night, Barbados. This is Akim Chana Prescott, also known as Stone of Cupid from Poetry Barbados. And yes, we have 12 artists signed up for the Bar Open Mic Contest, which is happening on December 19th from 7 o'clock. And we have, let me start from the bottom and come forward. We have an artist called No More. We would have seen No More at our Abbeville Open Mic event. She would have done a piece that ran about 8 minutes or so. It was pretty good. She's back to contest and see how that goes for her. We have David Hinkson. Some of you may know David Hinkson as a reporter, as a journalist, as a writer. David Hinkson is a fairly mature man as well. I'm not going to say his age live on air, but you know, he over a half century. So David coming with some experience there. We have Crystal Damaji, who will be performing. We have the runner-up in the Busta Rhymes Poetry Competition, Jeremiah Toussaint, also known as The Prophet. He would have been at our show on April 26th in the Busta Rhymes Competition. He would have come second to Malachi Hope. We have Ray, Mr. Ray Wrights. If any of you have ever been to our show, you know Ray is the guy that headlined also in April, on April 26th, has a piece, intro piece. My name is Ray and I write, and the whole reason Ray writes is to express a script that only Ray writes. I'm not going to get into it, but if you know Ray, you know the piece very well. We have a prodigy, Mr. Atiba Seeley Thompson. If any of you know who Atiba is, he's the grandson of Tony Thompson. Yep, theater legend. Atiba Seeley will be competing in this open mic. We have someone by the name of Kizzy, who will be performing a poetic reading. I think they also go by the name Brian Chatter. And then we have Sluggy's favorite person, Kamal Mason, Mr. DJ Cog, will be performing in our open mic contest. Yes, Cog calls in here often, reading poems. You can see he read them live. We have a man that went viral on our TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do the piece live on air because the piece is a little whatless.
The girls love him bad.
The girls like him bad. The fellas from Twitter hate him because the girls like him. Mr. Jabari Corbin. Jabari will be performing a piece called Love. And then we have a rapper that was live here on VOB as well, Mr. Antonio Corbin, also known as Ayabad. Ayabad will be performing. He's not rapping this time. He's doing a spoken word piece. I'm looking forward to that. We have the lovely Ebony Carter. Shout out to Ebony. Ebony has been to so many of our shows. Mm-hmm. I know she wants to touch the stage and try a thing. And then we have Ceci Nova. Ceci actually messaged me on Instagram asking if I could mentor her. And I had to tell her, no, I can't mentor you because I'm one of the judges for this open mic contest. So that will be a conflict of interest. And those are your 12 artists who will be contesting on December 19th from 7 o'clock. And first place gets $150 as well as a sponsored beverage. So I hope some of these people are the legal drinking age. Otherwise, we'll have to give that drink to mommy or daddy. Or you could give it to VOB
as a Christmas
or
gift.
The Stone with Cupid, you know. So we keep it with Gladiator to get that drink as well.
As a Christmas gift.
If you come second, you're getting $100 in cold hard cash. And if you come third, you're getting $50 compliments the bar, which is located on Worthing Main Road. Now, if you don't know where the bar is, you can go on our Instagram on Poetry Barbados. That's spelled P-O-E-T-R-E-E Barbados. That's on Instagram and on TikTok. And we have a direction video that can give you directions way better than I could give you on air. But what you need to know is if you're coming from town, when you get by the stoplights by Worthing, where we'll take you to Worthing Square, you're keeping straight. If you pass 6 minutes, you're going too far. The bar is on the right-hand side before 6 minutes. If you're coming down from Oisins, once you pass 6 minutes, look on your left. And if you reach the traffic lights, you're going too far. So that's the best directions I can give you right now on air. We have the direction video that tells you exactly where the bar is. It's where the old King's Tavern used to be. And it's a short walk from Clifton Market and a short walk from Six Smiths. You cannot miss it. It's a big yellow sign and a gray building. And we're in there on December 19th from 7 o'clock. So come out, support these artists. We also got a surprise. So we have a guest performer whose name I'm not going to call, but when y'all get there, you're going to see who it is. It's a voice y'all know often. Y'all hear them on this show very often. They will be the guest performer on December 19th at the bar. So if you have any questions, message us on Instagram or TikTok or email us at poetrybarbados@gmail.com.
So my question to you is, how is this being judged? I know you said that you're the judge and you're a NIFCA three-time gold awardee, but who else is judging and what will they be judged on?
Right, so we have, you know, we have a guy that would have headlined our first Poetry Barbados event, none other than Mr. Dior the Poet, and he will be co-judging with me. And we're judging them on several things. We're judging them on lyrics, on performance, on originality, and also on how they render the piece. So we want to make sure the people that are signed up have gotten, you know, the information on how we are judging them. But for those of you who are watching, just look out for lyrics, expression, originality, and a unique thought. We want a unique perspective. We want people that are competent with figurative language. And listen, you could be innovative. We're not going to judge you if you decide to come and do something out of this world. We actually encourage it. So we don't want to give too much away on what the pieces are about. We want you to come on down to D-Bar on December 19th. Admission is free. So you can come on down. You can literally, but don't show up anytime. Try to get there on time, people. We accept donations. And if you want any more information, Poetry Barbados on all socials, even including YouTube. You can send us a message, send us a comment, and we respond very promptly.
All right. And to close out this show, ladies and gentlemen, brand new. Oh, time. Okay. So we want to thank everyone that was on the show today, Kimani Devinish, Stone with Cupid, and Poetry for being on another session of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. See you guys next Saturday.